Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
6:45, quarter till 7, Thursday morning, January 13th. I'm going to beat him to it. I'm going to beat our next guest to it, because it is a beautiful morning in a great state of Louisiana. Sunny and nice today, highs of 66. Same for tomorrow, some rain moving in on Saturday, highs of 74. Windy and colder, highs of 46 on Sunday. And highs in the 50s on Martin Luther King Day, the holiday, then 62 Tuesday and 64 on Sunday. Right now, it is, if you look at the temperatures in some of the various areas, 43 degrees in Metairie, 38 degrees in Thibodeau, and here in Belchase, it's 40, which brings us to our guest. Man, I love Thursdays. I love having him on. Mike Strand, Commissioner, Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. How are you, sir?
Absolutely great. I tell you what, you've got to love this weather. I've been traveling real hard, and it's been really, really nice, and I'll be flying up to Monroe tomorrow for the Ag Expo at the Ike Hamilton, which is a huge deal, and there'll be thousands of people there with the latest and greatest of ag equipment technology, a lot to see, a lot to do. It's a big thing for kids, and if you ever get a chance, you need to go to Ag Expo, and it's going to be at the Ike Hamilton there in Monroe, so it's going to be a really great day, you know, today and tomorrow. And there's a lot of things going on. You know, I've been with our aerial applicators. I've been out there on our crawfish farms with the Cattlemen Association. So things are moving forward and really at a pretty good clip, you know, here as we get into the new year and getting ready for the next legislative session that begins in the first week of February. So a lot of stuff going on.
Is that ag show, Mike? Is that like something with a lot of tractors and maybe some animals and so forth, or what?
Absolutely. You have Ag Alley, which has the latest of new equipment and technology. You have tractors. You have all sorts of implements, all size tractors, from the small ones up to the very big ones. There's a livestock show. There's a horse show there. There's a petting zoo. Then we have exhibit booths. We will be there. We'll have Smokey Bear there. So, it's good. It's fun for the kids. There's all sorts of booths there with just anything you can imagine in agriculture. So it's really fun, and it starts tomorrow at 2 o'clock. It's when the doors open tomorrow. And it's from 2 to 8 on Friday and from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday. So you need to go. This is Ike Hamilton.
Is that always in Monroe?
Yes, always in West Monroe at the Ike Hamilton. That's where it always is. Yeah,
I'd go if it was closer, man. Let's talk about this guy receiving the pig heart, which is amazing because this man would otherwise be dead. I presume. I haven't heard anything. I guess he's still recovering. What
yes,
was going on?
He's still in recovery, and this is huge. You know, we've been using pig valves now and valves made from cow tissue for more than 30 years. And also, when you start talking about artificial skin, we've been using that made from pigs. But this time, he received an entire organ, and that was done on the 7th of January. And this man, they got special permission from the Food and Drug Administration, and it was David Bennett of Maryland, done at University of Maryland, got a heart transplant, and he is doing very well. And the exciting news is using the new technologies, one called CRISPR-Cas, they were able to go in and do genetic modification. This is specifically a pig that was cloned and designed for this, so they're that the heart would be the right size, and it doesn't have a lot of those proteins that would result in rejection. And if you look, there's about 100,000 people on the waiting list for a heart, and every year about 6,000 people die because they can't get one. They're doing about 40,000 to 50,000 transplants per year in the United States of various organs. But this is a huge step. Instead of needing a human heart that you try to find to match, if we can further develop this, then, you know, it's another adaptation, but using a pig heart, it's really tremendous. And people, you say, well, you know, I don't know if that's quite right. You know, we eat pigs, you eat bacon, you eat ham, yeah. You incorporate those proteins into your body. What a great use, you know, for an animal if we can use, you know, their heart to save a human life. And the science, technology, innovation, and, you know, unlocking the genome has done a tremendous amount of positive things. And, you know, a child born today can be expected to live to be 100 years old. So a lot of it's a very positive thing, and a lot of science, technology, innovation, all that coming together now and, you know, saving a person's life. So I think you and I, we're going to see some amazing things in the next few years.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, and we'll talk about it when we come back, where does this go next? And is there anything, is it just about hearts when it comes to organs that can be maybe genetically engineered from animals? Or where else does it go? Because I'm an organ donor. I got that on my driver's license. I would advise everybody to put that on there if they can, because it's ridiculous if you have organs that can benefit somebody to just take them with you to the grave. But where else does it go from here? Because a lot of people are dying at a run waiting list for organs. Mike Strain, our guest, will also talk about crawfish crop coming up, because he was doing some crawfishing during the week with some farmers in Kaplan, Louisiana, I think it was, which is in the southwest part of the state, and we'll talk about that. 651, 9 till 7, traffic now, WWL56. Never enough time with Mike Strain, our friend, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. Big old ball of sunshine is what he is, and we love having you on, Mike. You know that. So when it comes to this, the pig's heart, is there something biologically that limits it only to hearts, or is...
No, sir. No, sir. We've been using pig pancreas cells for some time for people with diabetes. And so they're also not really looking at kidneys, livers, lungs, you know, pancreas cells. So it opens up a whole new host of things. And so, you know, think about this. If we can get it to where, you know, we can inject genetically modified pancreas cells, you know, into your bloodstream and cure your diabetes, or, you know, a kidney transplant or a heart-lung transplant, liver. There's so many options here and so many things as we move forward. So I think what we're looking at is really just almost a dawn of what things may be to come to help people that are seriously ill with long-term chronic illnesses. So it's very, very exciting. But also the exciting part about this technology, CRISPR-Cas, is that we may be able to go in and turn off genes or remove genes that cause chronic genetic diseases, and that's exciting as well, such as hemophilia and other things. So it's exciting research that's going on and exciting positive things in medicine.
You are one smart man. Tell me about the crawfish when you were in Kaplan, Louisiana. How are they looking for this year?
Oh, my gosh, they're looking good. You know, we went to Crawfish Haven in Kaplan, Mr. Barry Toops, and at Miss Rose's Bed and Breakfast. Down in Kaplan, Louisiana, people from all over the world come to that bed and breakfast. We went out on a crawfish boat. Now, I called it a mud boat, and I was wrong. It's a crawfish boat. We harvested crawfish. We brought them back. We washed them. We call it purging over here on this side of the river, but they washed them. And then we cooked them. And, of course, Mr. Toops, he's very particular about how he cooks them, and they were magnificent. We're at the beginning of crawfish season, and you can get some at your favorite restaurant, and I can tell you, these were some mighty fine crawfish. You know, crawfish is a $250 million a year business for us, $250 million a year crawfish business. It's huge. As we say, we all eat all we can, and then we let Texas buy the rest. But that industry is moving tremendously. A lot of science, a lot of research, a lot of innovation on its way.
In terms of size, Michael, or I don't know, life cycle of a crawfish, but the weather, what kind of season is it going to be?
It's going to be a nice season. We've had some very good weather. We've got a little cold snap right now. But what they do on the crawfish farms, you know, when you harvest the crawfish, they have a method on the boat. So you only bring in and put in the sack the big crawfish. The small ones go back in to grow some more, and they'll be ready in a few weeks. And so with the warm weather coming and the sunshine, we're going to have some really nice crawfish and pretty early. So that's good. I think we're going to have an excellent crawfish season. I don't see a big, you know, really hard, cold, a big freeze coming where they go back into the burrows. So it's going to be really nice. You know, most of these farmers, and this one in particular, you know, every year he seeds his ponds. He uses about a sack of gravid females, that's females that have laid eggs, per acre. And also he leaves some at the end of the year. So crawfish farming is just that. It's farming, and it's another thing that we do in our rice fields. We also, you can get the basin crawfish, and they'll be coming on pretty soon too.
I'm going to take a day off and travel around with you one day, my friend, because it's got to be fascinating. Thank you, Mike.
It's always wonderful. Take care. Have a
safe
great
travels.
Day. Eat some of them crawfish.
I got you. Mike Strand, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.